The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my longtime friend, Ray Allen, on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing together. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition, second day of October, 2019. And what is it with the air quality? Whoa. My friend Beth Gorman over at, she heads up the Pima County Environmental Air Quality. They put out an advisory today saying, boy, if you don't need to go outside and do exercising right now, probably a good time not to. There's smoke in the air. No, we don't have like a thank goodness, don't have a forest fire or anything like that. It's from what I understand, it's on the San Javier Indian Nation. There's some hay and bales that pretty difficult to put out that have been really sending a lot of smoke into the air. And you would think that something like that would be kind of just a regional thing. But look at the Catalinas. It's like all over the valley. You're listening to 1030, Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk. We're in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. And we welcome Rahina Romero to the Buckmaster Show. Rahina, how are you?
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me. I'm getting over a little bit of a cold and laryngitis.
Can't really tell. I mean, I know you were pretty ill a couple of days ago,
yes.
And I didn't even know if this interview was going to happen. but you have rallied, and I think the voice sounds pretty darn good. So
thank
we'll see
you,
if how
you.
It goes.
I think it's a radio voice.
Yeah, I think so too. Rahina Romero was first elected in 2007, becoming the first Latina elected to the Tucson City Council. The Ward 1 Democrat may well become the first Latina mayor of Tucson when all the votes are counted. We did have a Latino mayor in 1875 in this town, but we've never had a Latina correct mayor.
Right. Yep. We've never had a woman mayor.
Yeah.
And it would be the first time we have a woman mayor. And on top of that, of Mexican-American descent, Latina. Mm-hmm. And so we can make history in the city of Tucson, as we did back in 2007 when voters elected me to represent them for Ward 1.
Now, I'll be honest with you. There are a lot of people I talk to say, Rahina Romero, she's mayor elect.
No.
Yeah, this is what I'm hearing, that people have assumed. You know, a lot of people don't follow the news closely. They just saw the headline, Rahina Romero wins the election.
It was more like cruises to victory.
They didn't really understand maybe even the primary thing. They just cruises to victory.
Right.
There you are on the front page of the paper, and everybody's basically crowning you as the mayor. There is an election, correct?
Well, we have to be very, very careful because yeah. We do have a general election and we do have an independent. I am now running as a ticket with my colleagues that are running for council, Paul Cunningham in Ward 2, Nikki Lee in Ward 4, Lane Santa Cruz in Ward 1. They all have Republicans running against them. So I have to make sure that people understand there is a general election still.
Otherwise, people won't even go out or
and
send in a ballot.
As beautiful, as wonderful as it felt August 27th to start on the path to victory in the general election and make history in the city, we have to understand that we can't sit on our laurels. We have to make sure that people understand there's a general election, that our candidates have, and myself included. I have an independent that I'm running against.
Yes, Dr. Ed Ackerley is running against
you. He's a very credible opponent.
Ballots go, they're going to be, as they say, dropped very soon.
Yes, ballots drop October 10th.
So there you go.
And,
so, yeah, you got an opponent, Dr. Ackerley, and so he's out there working real hard trying to get out the vote, so you've got to rally your people.
Right, absolutely. And I'll tell you, we've been getting together, the four candidates, and every at least four times a week, we've been canvassing, knocking on people's doors, reminding them there's a general election for them to vote for the Democratic ticket.
I bet some people have said, I thought you already won.
A few, but mostly yeah. They get very surprised that I'm okay. At their door asking for their vote. But, you know, that's what won us the primary election. We did an all-volunteer, people-powered campaign, mm-hmm. All-volunteer canvassers. We would get, one weekend, we got about 120 volunteers canvassing for us throughout the city. So every weekend, we would get at least 40, 50 people canvassing for us. We'd canvas on Wednesday, Thursday, I mean, every day of the week, the 4 weeks before election. So we're going to continue doing that for the general election, make sure that we have a good, healthy turnout, and continue involving the voters in the democracy that we have in front of us. It's very important.
Now, Dr. Ackerley and his supporters, they are very fearful of a Raheena Romero mayor. And the reason they're saying is they label you as Raheena Romero anti-business.
Well, I think that's pretty ignorant of them because they haven't looked into my record. So my record is exactly the same as Mayor Jonathan Rothschild. We voted the same on annexation. We voted the same on the infill incentive district that we've done, any development that's happening downtown. We voted the same on GPLED incentives. And by the way, I led on the Tucson City Council back in 2010 when we were going through this worst economic recession since the Great Depression on creating the economic recovery plan for Tucson's future. From that, we demanded that the city create an economic development office, which we didn't have when I first got elected. And we created the primary jobs incentive program. That recovery plan led us to the path of creating all these tools and incentives to work on the economic development that we have. And so we've created thousands of high-wage, long-term jobs in the city of Tucson because of the work that we've done. And, you know, so whomever says that, it's based on ignorance and not on facts and on my track record in terms of how I work for and with the business community.
What'd you think of today's big announcement? This is a big job announcement. 1,000, these are presumably high-paying jobs. I'm sure they are. 1,000 jobs over the next 3 years at Raytheon.
Well, and Raytheon is one of the businesses that we've worked with, right? It's one of the corporations that we work with.
It's one of the cornerstones.
I mean, it's the city of Tucson.
It's the largest private employer.
Private employer
in
the city of Tucson. Yeah. And the city of Tucson partnered with Raytheon to offer them the primary jobs incentive program that we've offered, that I helped create. And so, you know, we're very diligent about our economic development strategy. What I'd like to do as mayor as well, one area that we have not worked well at, and because I know, you know, my experience, I see what we've done and what we've done well, and I also see the pieces of the puzzle that are missing. What I'd like to focus on is creating a small, locally owned business incentive program, which we've asked from our economic development office to do, and invest in our small businesses. That is one piece that I'd love to work on. Add some additional staff, economic development staff, create small business navigators in the city of Tucson, and add incentives to small locally owned businesses, to startups, and the innovation and the innovation sector here in the city of Tucson. We've got to get better at taking the talent that's graduating from the University of Arizona, working with the tech parks, with the U of A tech parks, and then incentivizing that creativity and innovation that's coming out of the University of Arizona. You know, the Googles of the world and the Ubers of the world, they were born in a garage somewhere, and that's where they grew, and that's where they flourished, and that's what we have to do in the city.
Let me ask you some questions about the campaign. You're running on a clean elections platform. However, you have had political action groups, there's been a lot of money that was poured into the campaign before the primary. Did you or your staff collude with the any of the political action groups?
Absolutely not. That is against the law. I am running as a clean elections candidate, and I was the only Democrat running as a clean elections candidate. I've run three times before as a clean elections candidate. I understand the rules and procedures of what we need to follow. So no, absolutely not. I worked very diligently to create a diverse coalition of supporters. And that coalition included Planned Parenthood, Sierra Club, it included Latino Victory Fund, it included Chispa Arizona, the League of Conservation Voters, many unions, including United Food and Commercial Workers. I mean, we created a list of endorsements that rivaled senatorial campaigns.
So
we created this diverse coalition, and this coalition of supporters said, we want this particular candidate to win in the city of Tucson.
Now, what about supplying a photograph to a political action group where you were actually giving them a photograph to run on their mailer?
Well, that's laughable. We have a website in our campaign. It's votereginaromero.com. And in the website, we have my platform and my endorsements. And in that website, we also have a media box so that media can come in and get either video or get pictures or get whatever they need to run their stories. Anyone can go up there, including my Facebook page, by the way, and take a picture and use it as they will. And so, no, absolutely not. We did not collaborate. We did not speak. We did not collude or whatever. That's a conspiracy theory, and that would be against the law. And absolutely not. We never touch base or coordinate it at all. So I think that what is happening, Bill, is that the people that don't want to see my issues, myself, my face, representing the city of Tucson, even though I have a vision, even though I have a track record of success, even though I have the experience necessary to run this city, there are people, and those that lost especially, that that really want to hamper my success as with the possibility of me becoming the next
mayor.
These
are people that you're saying that really just cannot envision you as mayor of the city of Tucson.
And I don't know exactly why they would have to answer that question, but you know, I've have 12 years of experience in the city of Tucson. I have the support of grassroots organizations that support and fight for working families. And so they would have to answer as to why they think.
All right.
Not based on conspiracy theories, but on facts.
All right, we're going to take our break right here. Regina Romero sticks around for another segment. When we come back, we'll talk about the Sanctuary City movement and other things with the mayoral candidate, Democrat Regina Romero. It's Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To sign up for RTA updates, visit rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It's the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. We're talking with Rahina Romero, Democrat, running for the mayor in Tucson. The ballots will be going out. This is an all mail-in election, and you can drop the Rahina, you can drop the ballots off on election
day. Actually, ballots are mailed to each and every registered voter October 10th.
Okay.
They must be mailed back October 30th. And election day is November 5th. So on election day, people, if they didn't mail it on time, didn't mail it by October 30th, they can drop in their ballots in seven voting centers that we have throughout the city of Tucson. So it is an all vote by mail election. Every single registered voter is going to receive a ballot, and they could, as easy as sitting at home at their table voting, putting it in the envelope and mailing it right back.
All right. Sanctuary City Initiative, you have been quoted as saying you are vehemently opposed to the Sanctuary City Initiative because of certain language. What is your issue with it?
Well, this issue is very difficult for me because, as you well know, I have been an immigrant rights advocate for at least 20 years of my life. And for the past 12 years on the city council, I led on creating the city of Tucson as an immigrant welcoming community. I led on changing the general orders at Tucson Police Department in terms of how they treat undocumented residents of the city of Tucson, especially protecting victims and witnesses of crime and juveniles. And so we worked diligently to create a city where each and every resident is safe. And so it is really painful for me to take a negative stance on the Sanctuary City Initiative. I am opposed to it. I'm voting no. And that is because of two things. One, because of the possibility of putting our city at financial risk. The governor himself has already threatened the city of Tucson and its voters that if Prop 205, which is the Sanctuary City Initiative, passes, they will diligently work to pull our state shared revenues from the city of Tucson. That is about $125 million that our city budget could take a hit on. And so my concern is, you know, I have to govern. I have to govern, and governing in a city that has a general fund budget about $566 million. $125 million hit on that budget could cripple us. And the same
programs. So you don't want to take a chance.
I do not want to take a chance. And by the way, I've said before, I do not support it, but now it is in the hands of the voters of the city of Tucson. If the voters choose to pass it, I will diligently fight and form a legal strategy to make sure that we do not lose those funds in the city of Tucson. And I would rather work with the people that wrote this initiative on how we do better in the city. I've been talking for years about passing a municipal ID that we can partner and make sure that not just undocumented residents, but previously incarcerated, homeless people, transgender people can use a municipal ID to open checking accounts, mm-hmm. to use our transit system.
Is that legal to do? Can you
do
that?
Yes, it is legal. The federal government gives municipalities the opportunity to
kind do... Kind of a resident ID.
Right, yeah. A resident municipal ID. New York. New York City has a municipal ID, and this is for every single person in the community. So I would much rather talk, Bill, about how we unify to pass additional ordinances and additional laws in the city of Tucson that makes it easier for undocumented residents to live here. And by the way, the city of Tucson is not the problem. The city of Tucson is not the problem. We still have SB 1070 in the books. I would unite with anyone in this community that wants to fight the Trump policies and the anti-immigrant policies passed in the state of Arizona and go in and ask the governor and the state legislature to repeal SB 1070 because that is the crux of the problem, not the city of Tucson. The city of Tucson is the most friendly and caring for immigrants in our community.
Now, we had a question on Facebook. Would you please ask Rahina, will A Mountain be closed to only pedestrian traffic under the Romero tenure?
Well, Mayor and Council just passed a one-car-free day
Mondays,
a week. It's on Monday. Okay. So it is not going to be closed to people. It is actually going to only be car-free. So bicycles and pedestrians and families could still go up on Monday. We did an extensive outreach effort for this, Bill, because we took it very seriously. We understand how Sentinel Peak is a regional resource. And so it took us about 2 years to get to this point. More than 3,000 respondents to a survey that the city of Tucson put out. We did town halls. We did all types of engagement pop-ups in the community to hear their voice. More than 63% of the community said that they would like to see one car-free day a week. Mm-hmm. And so what we did is we sat down with the neighbors in the area and decided which is the best day for car-free days. They decided Monday, but they also extended the hours during the week. So now A Mountain is going to be open from 11 to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so that extension of time gives people that want to drive up there more time to, or even bike there or walk up there. More time to enjoy a sunset.
So in summary here, to your critics, you're saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're saying, Tucson, if you're elected mayor, Tucson is open for business.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, this is something that I've asked people, and I usually ask them to raise their hands if they agree with this statement. I believe that we all deserve a clean, safe, just, sustainable city with economic opportunity for all. That is my credo. That is my vision.
And you'll work to put more cops on the street?
Absolutely. You know, and I've had discussions. As a matter of fact, I'd like to announce that the Tucson Firefighters Association recently endorsed my candidacy and the candidacy of the slate, the Democratic slate in the city of Tucson. So I'm very proud of that. And we have a good relationship with TPOA. The plan is to have 900 officers and about 100 community service officers in the city of Tucson. I think mid-900s is a good number. That is something that Chief Magnus wants to get us to. That is something that I agree with. That is something that the Tucson Police Officers Association agrees with. We're all moving in the same direction for the progress and prosperity of our city. I want to make sure that I have every stakeholder in the room and that we do it together. Not for me, but for the progress and prosperity of our city and the residents that live here.
And I've only got about, 30 seconds maximum, and you believe Tucson is on the front lines of climate change.
Yes, absolutely. We're the third city in America that's heating at a faster pace. We've got to work boldly and immediately to create a climate action plan that will build resiliency in the city of Tucson and will partner with the federal government, the state, and the regional governments to make these happen. And by the way, climate change is not just an environmental issue. It's a public health issue that seniors and children are in the front line of that. And we have to make sure that we protect those people that work outside as well. So
okay,
working together to make a climate resilient city and a livable city that is
there
moving to progress.
All
That's
right.
what I want.
Thank you, Raheena Romero.
Thank you, Bill. Thank
All
you for
right.
having me.
You're welcome. CBS 1 minute headline news coming up in just a few seconds. And we've got a full half hour. David Levy, Mike Hicks in the house. Mike's running for city council. We'll be right back.
CBS News Update. At least 5 people are known dead in the crash of a World War II vintage bomber at Hartford's Bradley International Airport. WTIC's Aaron Kupek.
This plane was one of 18 B-17s still airworthy around the country. A team of at least 8 from the NTSB will be here this afternoon to investigate. The airport had been closed. It's now back open. Delays and cancellations abound.
There were 13 people aboard total. Dr. Kenneth Robinson.
We at Hartford Hospital in Hartford, Connecticut received 6 patients from the scene, 3 critically ill or injured, 2 who were moderately injured, and 1 who was minimally injured.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
Right now, my heart really goes out to, you know, the families who are waiting. And we're going to give them best information we can as soon as we can in an honest way.
CBS News Update, I'm Jim Shenevy.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on celebrity cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at sierratucson.com. Or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
Very appropriate bump music. Everybody's talking. That's what we do. We're talking here at 10:30, The Voice, trusted news talk in Southern Arizona. It's the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. I am so honored to have people like Dr. David Levy on our team. We've got over 24 contributors now on the program. David is our contributor on science. My goodness, what a resume this man has. Former science editor, Parade Magazine, head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization, and get this, one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. How many people do you know that have discovered 23 comets? I mean, that's pretty darn amazing. David Levy with us now from his observatory in his home location of Vail, Arizona. Dr. Levy, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty well right now. A little bit tired. I just came back from Mount Wilson.
Mount Wilson.
Where, Scotty Roberts from Explore Scientific ran a very highly successful Mount Wilson star party and lecture session last weekend, and it was really very, 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 very pleasant, and it was a lot of fun. And I would recommend all your listeners at some point, when you're in Los Angeles, make the trip up to Mount Wilson, because the place just oozes with history.
Well, tell us about it. I don't really know about where it is or much about Mount Wilson.
Well, it was founded, the observatory was founded in 1907. So it's over 100 years old. And it's the home of George Ellery Hale's first big telescope was the 40-inch at Yerkes near Chicago.
Yeah.
And then he made the Snow Solar Telescope up at Mount Wilson. Then he made the 60-inch telescope on Mount Wilson. And then in 1917, the 100-inch, which was then the largest telescope in the world, was put up on Mount Wilson. He felt that that wasn't enough, however, and he hired an amateur astronomer named Russell Porter to design the 200-inch telescope that they put at Palomar Observatory, and that was for many years the largest telescope on the planet. And it still is doing very good, groundbreaking science.
Now, can anyone visit there, David?
Oh, yeah. Both observatories are open. And it's really, the Mount Wilson Drive is one of the prettiest in the world. Going up in the Angeles Crest Highway. It's absolutely wonderful. And it's a very, very special place to see. And I strongly recommend it. If you're a little bit south of L.A., then you go up to Palomar.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the 200-inch at Palomar, which is just a beautiful, it's a work of art, it's poetry. And then there's a museum, and in the museum, you will see the first telescope that was ever there at Palomar, and that's the 18-inch. The 18-inch is the telescope that Jean and Carolyn Shoemaker and I used to discover Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9. So that telescope was making groundbreaking discoveries up until 1993.
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, that kind of history before L.A. had all the smog and everything else at the turn of the century. I'm sure air quality was really great for observing in those days.
It still is. It still is because you're above the marine layer, yeah. You're above the smog layer, and both sites are still capable of doing very good groundbreaking science. So they're very good places to see. I strongly recommend the visit, or you could even get in touch with Explore Scientific at explorescientific.com and go there next year's meeting.
Sounds
and actually get to see the 100-inch.
Very cool.
And maybe even look through it.
There you go. Any meteor showers this month, David Levy?
Well, wouldn't you know? There is a meteor shower on the 21st of October. It is called the Orionids, and the meteors appear to emanate from Orion. And would you like to know the interesting thing about this meteor shower, Bill?
I sure would.
Every little speck of dust that we see going into the atmosphere comes from Halley's Comet.
What?
These are specks of dust that over eons have fallen off of Halley's Comet each time it rounded the sun. And they've all separately orbited the sun in the same orbit that Halley's Comet is in. And twice a year, the Earth crosses the orbit in May for the Eta Quirid shower, and then coming up later this month for the Orionid shower. So each meteor we see from the Orionids comes from Halley's Comet. It's a wonderful thing.
That is very cool. How's the book signings coming? I know you've been doing them all over North America for your autobiography. Are there any coming up, David Levy?
Well, it's a good thing you happened to ask, because Friday, that's 2 days from now, at the Stewart Observatory at their meeting room, I will be doing a book signing at the Tucson Amateur Astronomy Association. You don't need to be a member to attend. They're open to the public, and I'll be having a book signing there. The books will be on sale for $35, and if you aren't able to make it there, you can always get the book at Star Arizona here in Tucson.
All right. David Levy, the quote of the month.
The quote of the month this month is a new one. It comes from Alfred Noyes' poem, Watchers of the Sky. Believe it or not, when they opened the 100-inch, they asked Alfred Noyes, who was living at the time, if he wouldn't mind coming, and he actually wrote a poem. And the poem includes these lines. Tomorrow night, so wrote their chief, we try our great new telescope, the 100-inch. Your Milton's optic tube has grown in power since Galileo, famous, blind, and old, talked with him in that prison of the sky. We creep to power by inches. Europe trusts her giant 40 still. Even tonight, our old 60 has its work to do. And now our 100-inch. I hardly dare to think what this new muzzle of ours may find. And it sure did find stuff. It actually doubled the size of the universe.
Really?
And one of the great things about the 100-inch was Walter Botta was a German astronomer, and when the Second World War broke out, he was declared an enemy alien and ordered to stay in the Pasadena area. And he asked, well, can that include Mount Wilson? And they said, yeah, you can go on Mount Wilson. And he asked the officials at Mount Wilson, since no one's going to be using the telescope for the next 3 years, could I have a 3-year observing run on the 100-inch? And they said, yeah, have fun.
What is the elevation at Mount Wilson?
It's about 5,000 feet or so.
Uh-huh. And again, I'm curious about this because I wasn't really even aware of this. This might make a nice little outing for people who are in Southern California. What is the routing up to that area?
Well, you take California 2, which is at some point a major highway, and then as you continue going east, it starts turning into a two-lane road, and it climbs up Mount Wilson as the Angeles Crest Highway. And you just follow the signs up to Mount Wilson. And you might see a sign, if you do it right away, that the road is closed at Mount Wilson. because of rock slides.
Wow.
But the Mount Wilson part is open, so you can go all the way up to the top of Mount Wilson.
All right, David Levy, always a pleasure. And again, Friday, the Tucson Amateur Astronomy Association will be hosting a book signing with Dr. David Levy. And again, David, what is the venue and what is the time, please?
It is at Stewart Observatory, the public lecture hall at the observatory building. The entrance is from the west, and the meeting will be starting at 7:30, and I'll be doing a lecture followed by a book signing, and I'm going to try to keep the lecture fairly short.
Like 10 minutes?
No, it'll be a little more than 10 minutes.
Okay.
It'll be shorter than an hour.
All right. Yeah. David Levy, always a pleasure. I think we've already got our date set up for you for the next month,
yes,
November already.
Okay.
Thanks, David. All right.
Okay, take care, Bill. You have a good rest of your day.
Thank you very much. David Levy with us, our contributor on science. Next up, Mike Hicks. Mike's in the house. He'll tell us about how his campaign is going for Tucson City Council. But before I do that, I want to tell all of our listeners about Silver City. What a pretty time of year. You know, the high country, how do you beat it in the autumn? You've seen the pictures of the golden aspens. You're going to see that in the Gila National Wilderness over in Silver City. It's only approximately three hours from the Tucson area up to a beautiful area, about mile high elevation. That means 5,500 to maybe about 7,000 feet. Go to southwestnewmexico.org. There you will find recreation ideas and great places to stay on Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Be right back.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Green Things is at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Beautiful 13-acre site. Not only has everything you could imagine for your garden, all the beautiful plants, and there's a huge variety of green things at Green Things, but there's also something else, some great merchandise. Much of it's hand-carved. Some of these beautiful tables and chairs from Mexico, Peru, Ecuador, some European things as well. Come tour the five shops at Zocalo Village, and their website is greenthingsaz.com or zocalovillage.com. Mike Hicks is with us. Mike is running as a Republican. This is his first foray into City of Tucson politics to run as a council person. Of course, Mike was on the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board. How many years, Mike?
I was on the school board for 8 years.
8 years. Yeah, there you go. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming
in.
Why did you decide that this would be the right time to make this run in Ward 4?
The reason, well, in regards to TUSD, I believe in term limits. I don't believe that an individual should be on a council or board for more than two or three terms. So I set mine for two terms for the TUSD.
Could you have gone again, do you think?
Sure. I could have went in full house and went out for that. But one of the reasons why I retired from the city of Tucson in the transportation department was specifically so I could run for city council Ward 4.
Mm-hmm.
That was my goal to begin with. And, you know, that and why I'm running is for Tucson City Council is because, like my foster father, Lewis C. Murphy, who was the mayor of Tucson for 16 years, I love this town. I want to see this town grow. I want to see it prosper. I want to do what I can to make this town, this city, back to the sunshine city that it once was.
What was your relationship with the mayor?
Lou Murphy was my foster father. He took me in and took me in as a family member when his son and I were friends and we lived together. And I can tell you that if it wasn't for the Murphy family, I'd either be dead or in jail.
Wow.
Absolutely. Wow. And I give them the credit for everything that I met at today.
What age was that, Mike?
I started hanging out about 15, 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was...
So if they hadn't taken you under their wing, you really were on a path to destruction.
Absolutely. A few people know my background with my real father and my real mother at an early age. She passed away when I was 3. From a gunshot wound from my father.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that story. Oh boy.
Yeah. But, yeah. You know, that's besides the point. Mm. And so I was in foster homes. And I tell you, there's no doubt in my mind, if it wasn't for Lou Murphy and the Murphy family, I'd either be dead or in jail.
Did Mayor Murphy believe strongly in public safety, Mike Hicks?
Oh, he believed not only in public safety, but he also believed in economics, economic development, public safety, the parks. He would walk the park at Randolph Park when it was still Randolph Park every day. I would see people there, the janitors, the ground maintenance people, and he would be talking to them and walking with them and talk. So he loved this town. I even seen my father go and do squabbles or fix squabbles, neighborly squabbles between two neighbors, and get
resolution.
Get their resolution.
Are you saying he would actually go into a neighborhood and try to resolve something himself?
Oh yeah, and that's the whole thing. And I learned that from him too. I believe in going out and communicating and doing things and not just sitting behind a desk and saying, oh, yeah, this is. Lou went out and he did great things for the community on a continuous basis. He had the utmost respect for our Tucson police and our fire, our public safety, our transportation department. He wanted a good transportation department. And I'm following in those footsteps.
What do you think's right for the number of public safety officers in this town?
Well, my goal is to have at least 1,200 which would be up from what is currently, it's anywhere between 600 to 800 sworn police officers.
Depending on the day, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, numbers are numbers, but I want to get at least 1,200.
How in the world will you get that number? How will you get 1,200?
Well, it's going through the budget. Mm-hmm. It's going back through the charter, looking at our budget and saying, where can we cut some fat from? There's lots of areas in the city's budget. We have, this year, it's going to be a $1.5 billion budget. Within that budget, there's got to be places to where we can carve out $45 million. I mean, there's things that can be looked at and things that can be, and to be able to find that. Not only that, but also bringing in more economic development, setting up areas in the opportunity zones and being able to bring those back up. Go back and help our small business. Our small business gets taxed about 14%. And this is from years of this, of the city council in the past. The city of Tucson, the residents of Pima County are the highest taxed in the state of Arizona. It's just absurd. It's absolutely absurd. We need to start looking back and take a step back, look at our budgets, and have individuals help us looking at these budgets and not just, you know, sign off on these things. These budgets, as you can see right here, I have.
Yeah, I saw you brought with you today.
That's the 2019-20 budget.
You have a huge folio with you today. What is that?
This is the budget that the mayor and council has, and there's stuff in here that I've been going through, as you can see with all my tabs.
I see that. You got tabs everywhere.
That we can look at and go, do we really need to spend this kind of money on this project at this time? I think it's great.
So you're saying there's some waste in there.
I don't believe it's waste. It's just not being applied the way that it should be applied. Mm-hmm. We should first be looking at public safety, our roads and streets, our transportation infrastructure, our parks, mm-hmm. and then we can start with what's left of that and economic development. Then what's left, we can start helping with others. There's a lot of things that's in here that our nonprofits should be helping with more, and we should be helping our nonprofits with more, getting the ability to get grants and things from federal governments in the state. So there's stuff. I am not a proponent of raising taxes at all.
Do you disagree with Rahina Romero, who was just on the show saying that Tucson is open for business? That's what she's saying, that under her administration, Tucson will be open for business.
Okay. It will be open for business because I'm going to be on the council and I'm going to make it open for business. I've given my word that I could bring in over $1 billion in new business coming into the Tucson area, which would affect each and every one of our wards by setting up some technology areas within the opportunity zones. There is so much potential, but we need to get out there and do it and not rely on individuals like the Trio back in the time, because I've talked to business owners all over the place and say Trio didn't do anything. They were, you know, fluff.
But you're saying you're going to guarantee?
I guarantee it. And you know what? Not only did I guarantee it, I put it in a contract that I signed. I am the only candidate for Tucson government who's made a contract and signed it, and I signed each one, mm-hmm. and it's on my website, and it's a signed contract, and that's what I'm going to end up doing. One thing about me, if you remember on the school board, I did everything I said I was going to do on the school board. I'm not one who just gives lip service. A lot of people understand that, you know, most politicians will say whatever they want to say to make you go, oh, that sounds great, and then they do nothing. We have a few of those politicians here in Southern Arizona. I am not one of those politicians.
So you stand on pretty much everything, your record from TUSD on the board.
And just my personal life. I'm a hard worker. I have three jobs now. I'm the director of MIS and ITS, which is Management Information Systems and Intelligent Transportation Systems, for the SunTrans, SunVan, SunLink. I'm also a college professor with, or adjunct professor with Pima College for 34 years.
Teaching what?
Teaching computer science.
Okay, what's the third job?
And the third one is I teach motorcycles for MSF, Motorcycle Safety Foundation, through Team Arizona.
How's your riding skills?
You can always improve your riding skills.
Of course.
But I believe my riding skills are pretty good. I teach people how to ride motorcycles and three-wheelers.
Very cool.
So I keep pretty busy.
There you go. Very busy guy. Mike Hicks running as a Republican in Ward number 4. Would you like to tell people about your website?
Sure. I can be reached on my website at www anymore.
What's your website?
It's Hicks4Tucson.com. I also have a Facebook that you can go to. It's AZ Stubbs.
Okay.
And I can also call at 520-771-2608.
All right, Mike Hicks. Thank you very much, Mike. Good to see you.
Thank you very much, Bill.
That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Ray Allen, Bill Buckmaster here, and Mike Hicks, and 1030 The Voice in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. Have a great day.